请弟兄姊妹们翻开约伯记。
Let us turn to the book of Job.
我们今天早晨稍微要读到后面的许许多多话了。
We're going to study the words of the latter half of this book.
先请弟兄姊妹们看。31章
Let us turn to chapter 31.
看到最末了的地方。
At the end of the chapter.
33节。
Verse 33 onward.
我先读一点点。
I'll read first.
我若向亚当遮蔽遮掩我的过犯，将罪孽藏在怀中，因惧怕大众，又因宗族藐视我，使我惊恐，以致闭口无言，斗门不出。唯愿有一位肯听我。看啊，在这里有我所发的压，愿全能者回答我。愿那敌我者所写的状词在我这里，我必戴在肩上，又绑在头上为冠冕。
Verse 33, If I have covered my transgressions as Adam, by hiding my iniquity in my bosom, because I feared the great multitude, and dreaded the contempt of family, so that I kept silence and did not go out of the door, oh, that I had one to hear me!Here is my mark. Oh, that the Almighty would answer me, that my persecutor had written a book.
看最末后的那一句，约伯的话说完了。
And the last verse of this chapter, the words of Job are ended.
我们再看32章。
Let's continue to chapter 32.
第一节开始。
From The first verse onward.
于是这三个人因约伯自以为义，就不再回答他。那时有布西人拦竹巴拉家的儿子以利户向约伯发怒，因约伯自以为义，不以神为义。他又向约伯三个朋友发怒，因为他想不出回答的话来，仍以约伯为有罪。
Chapter 32. So these three men ceased answering Job, because he was righteous in his own eyes. Then the wrath of Elihu, the son of Barachel the Buzite, of the family of Ram, was aroused against Job. His wrath was aroused because he justified himself rather than God. Also against his three friends, his wrath was aroused, because they had found no answer, and yet had condemned Job.
然后看34章。
Let's go to chapter 34.
从12节开始。
Verse 12 onward.
神必不作恶，全能者也不偏离公平。
Surely,
谁派他治理地，安定世界呢？他若尊心为己，将灵和气收归自己，凡有邪气的就一同死亡，世人必仍归尘土。
Verse 12. Surely God will never do wickedly, nor will the Almighty pervert justice. Who gave him charge over the earth, or who appointed him over the whole world? If he should set his heart on it, if he should gather to himself his spirit and his breath, all flesh would perish together, and men would return to dust.
然后我们再翻到后边。
Let us flip onward.
我们看这一后面三十七章
Chapter 37.
21节。
Verse 21。
现在有云遮蔽，人不得见穹苍的光亮，但风吹过，天又发沉，金光出的。好了，第三不读了。
Verse 21. Even now men cannot look at the light when it is bright in the skies, when the wind has passed and cleared them. He comes from the north as a golden splendor, with God his awesome majesty.
然后38章。
Chapter 38.
那时耶和华从旋风中回答约伯说，谁用无知的言语使我的旨意暧昧不明啊？你要向勇士束腰，我问你，你可以指示我，我立大地根基的时候，你在哪里呢？你若有聪明，只管说吧。你若晓得，就说是谁定的尺度，是谁把准绳拉在其上，地的根基安置在何处的脚石是谁安放的？那时晨星一同歌唱，神的众子也都欢呼。
Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, Who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Now prepare yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me, if you have understanding, who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched a line upon it? To what were its foundations fastened? Or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy.
然后再看一个地方。
Let us read one more passage.
四十一章。
Chapter 41。
你能用鱼钩钩上鳄鱼吗？能用绳子压下它的舌头吗？你能用绳索穿它的鼻子吗？能用钩穿它的腮骨吗？他若向你连连恳求说柔和的话，岂肯与你立约，使你拿他做永远的奴仆吗？就这样。
Chapter 41, verse 1. Can you draw out Leviathan with a hook, or snare his tongue with a line which you lower? Can you put a reed through his nose, or pierce his jaw with a hook? Will he make many supplications to you? Will he speak softly to you? Will he make a covenant with you? Will you take him as a servant forever?
11节。
Verse 11.
谁先给我什么使我偿还呢？天下的万物都是我的。
Verse 11. Who has preceded me that I should repay him? Everything under the heaven is mine.
我们暂时就读到这里。
And that's all we'll read for now.
我们感谢神，几天下来我们看了约伯的一些事情。
We thank the Lord for the past several days we can study the story of Job.
昨天我们就看到约伯在幕后说了很多很多的话。
Yesterday we see that Job had many words to say.
说明他自己是怎么的正直，怎么的清白，怎么的没有任何的难处在神的面前。
He showed that how upright and how innocent and how he was pure before God.
我们没时间详细的看他那话语里面的全部内容。
We don't have time to go over all his speeches.
但是我们把他所说许许多多的话整个的来做一个总结。
But we can give what he said a conclusion.
那你就看到刚才我们开始读的那一段的话。
You can see in the passage that we've just read.
他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
他说了许许多多，他个人的历史和过去，他的劳苦，也说出了他自己在神面前的那一种正直和没有任何的掺杂的事物。
He spoke many things about his history, how he was upright before God, and how he was blameless before God and man.
所以他就为自己下了一个结论。
So he gave himself a conclusion.
头一件事情，你注意他下的结论。
So the first conclusion he reached.
那就是一开头我们所读的啊，这个话是非常重要。待会我要把它解开给弟兄姊妹们看，他究竟是说了什么。
Is the first verses that we've read. We have to study it carefully to see what he truly spoke of himself.
我若像亚当遮掩我的过犯，将我的罪的藏在怀里，又因惧怕大众，又因豪族说话使我惊惶，以致闭口无言，肚门不出。三十一章三十二三十三节。
He said, if I've covered my transgressions as Adam, by hiding my iniquity in my bosom, because I feared the great multitude and dreaded the contempt of family, so that I kept silence and did not go out of the door.
他很知道祖宗他们所发生过的事情。
So Job is very keen about what happened to his ancestors.
但是又不完全地了解所发生的事情的过程和内容。
But he didn't really understand what truly happened, the process and the meaning.
所以他就有一个印象。
So he had impression.
祖宗犯罪就是因为亚当没有听神的话，那这个大前提来说是对的。
My forefathers sinned because Adam transgressed against God, so in general he got it.
但是他却不知道神跟亚当当中前后所发生的事情是什么事。
But he did not know the story between God and Adam before and after.
他有一个观念。
He had a concept.
亚当因为在神面前不听话，不跟上去。
Because Adam rebelled against God and disobeyed God.
所以就落在神的对付里。
And he fell into the discipline of the Lord.
我约伯。
But me, Job.
我就从来没想过。
I haven't even thought about doing that.
我会像亚当一样。
I have never thought that I would be like Adam.
固然我没有做错事。
I didn't do any wrong.
就是我做错了事，我也没有不承认。
Even if I did do wrong, I did not confess it.
弟兄姊妹们，约伯说这些话好凶，是不是？
Job is full of passion.
一面是把三个朋友对他所说的话全都顶回去了。
So he counter-argued all his three friends.
另一面呢，那就说到我自己真的摆在神面前的话，神也不会说我有错误。
And he said, even if I were to place myself before God, God would not condemn me.
说撒文那几句话更厉害。
And what he said onward is even more fierce.
我真是有什么不妥当。
If I transgressed,
人家就把那些事情来把我告状告到神那里。
Someone would have condemned me before God already.
那我怎么站在神面前呢？
How can I stand before God?
当然他不会承认他们那些控告。
Of course, Job cannot confess the sin.
相反的。
But on the contrary,
他要把他们的控告作为他自己的冠冕戴在头上。
He would take those who try to condemn him and turn it into a crown on his
head. 那就是说出别人控告我的事情没有一件是真的，他们控告我的事情刚好就是我在神面前最蒙纪念的事。
In other words, what others accuse me and condemn me of, those are the things that I never did, and I can wear them as a crown before God in purity.
我不但是把那些事情放在我的头上来做我的冠冕，
I can not only wear them as my crown,
我还把他们所告我的事上搁在我的肩膀上，我任凭人来检查我，看看我是不是真的是那样的一个人。
I can carry the condemnations on my shoulders so they can examine me to see what is true.
那亚伯说完了这许许多多的话呢，就把他的话说完了。
And after he said these things, the words of Job are ended.
我先给澄清，弟兄姊妹，你先记住亚当对他自己所下的结论。
So let us remember the conclusion that Job made regarding Adam.
因为这个结论我们下面要做再提的。
And we'll elaborate on it later.
为什么提呢？
Why do I do that?
神就抓住他这个话。
Because God heard it.
来告诉约伯，你的难处就出在哪里。
And he took it and placed it before Job and said, "This is your problem."
约伯的事情，个人的说话的事情，到这里为止。
So the words of Job are ended.
那么那三个朋友呢？再没有话可以跟他说了。
And his three friends are speechless.
但是这里就冒出另外一个人来。
And now someone else starts speaking.
那就三十二章开始那里一个不信人叫做以利户。
In chapter 32, there is this Buzite called Elihu.
那以利户一出来的时候，
When Elihu starts to speak,
就指着约伯说，
he pointed at Job and said,
你错在你自以为意。
He pointed at Job and said, you justified yourself rather than God.
然后呢，又转过来对付那三个朋友。
And then his wrath was also against his three friends.
他说，为什么你们没有话可以把约伯说的服下来呢？
So how come you find no answer to condemn Job?
那好像说你们说的话也都是白说的。
So you are a waste of time.
那么然后他就说他对约伯所说的话。
So he starts speaking to Job.
他对约伯说什么呢？
What did he say to Job?
他说约伯。
He said, Job.
你不知道。你犯的错误是什么？
You don't know what wrong you have committed.
头件事情你就不没有认识神。
Firstly, you do not know God.
你没有知道他是全能，他是万有的主。
You don't know that he is the Almighty.
你因此你也不认识神的性情。
You don't understand the character of God.
那我不把它完全说出来了，因为时间上很有限，我必须只能是点出来。弟兄姊妹好好的你注意到就够了。
I can't elaborate because of the time limits, but I can give you a synopsis.
他说如果你真懂得神的话，
If you truly know God,
他根本就会作恶的。
God can never do wicked.
他都是把一切的好放在他所造的万物里。
He always put goodness within his creation.
如果神要对付人的话，
If God were to deal with man,
他何必那样麻烦呢？
He doesn't need to do all this work.
他就说起神造人的时候的光景。
He mentioned the creation of man.
那他把人造出来的时候，
When he created man,
世上他们灵魂体活在一起就成为一个人。
The body, soul, and spirit together became a living soul.
如果神真要对付人的话，
If God were to deal with man,
那简单得很。
It's very easy.
把灵魂收回来。
If he takes back his spirit,
让他的肉身腐烂掉。
And let the body rot.
那不就是事情完了吗？
Then it's all done.
何必会那么许许多多的手续呢？
He doesn't need to go through all that.
他说约伯，你根本不认识神的性情，也不认识神的心意。
Elihu said, Job, you don't understand the character of God or the heart of God.
所以你就乱说话了。
So you start babbling.
如果你真看到神是怎么的把那个万有创造出来，又管理着万有。
If you can see truly how God created the heavens and the earth,
你就知道你只有一件事，你伏在神的权柄的底下。
If you can see the governance of God, then you will submit under his sovereignty.
你同时也知道，
And you would also know,
神既然不会作恶，
God can do no wickedness,
他就一定不会做这个事情在你的身上。
Or else he won't do this to you.
但是你又实在是遇到这些事情，
But these things happen to you.
你为什么你遇到这些事情的时候，
When you encounter all these things,
你就觉得神离你很远，
You felt that God is very far.
但是你没有知道神的性情是怎样。
But you did not understand the heart of God.
刚才一个地方。
And the passage that we just read.
我没有读出来。
We didn't read it just now.
但是这个话是很有意思的。
But these words are very meaningful.
那请弟兄姊妹现在你再翻到三十五章。
Let us turn to chapter 35.
你去留意。这两节经文。
These two verses.
第九节开始。
Verse 9 onward.
那里说什么呢？
What did it say?
他说人因多受欺压就哀求。
Because
因受能者的辖制便求救，却无人说。造我的神在哪里？他使人夜间歌唱。
Verse 9. Because of the multitude of oppressions, they cry out. They cry out for help because of the arm of the mighty. But no one says, Where is God my maker, who gives songs in the night?
那就是以利户把约伯对神的无知说完了以后，他就着约伯所经过的事情来说出一个问题来。
So Elihu, after he exposed the ignorance of Job, he wants to point Job to a new direction.
他说一般人不认识神，他在受到欺压的时候，就会向全能者来求救。
You see, the multitude who do not know God, when they suffer, they cry out.
对不起，不是向全能者求救，他们就向人来求救。
They cry out to men and not to God.
却没有人去向全能者来仰望。
But they did not cry out to God and look to God for help.
那他就对约伯说了两句话，是非常非常有恩典、有怜悯的。
So these two verses are full of grace and mercy.
他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
他说只会向人求救，却不会去寻求全能神来带他走过。
They cry out to help from men, but they do not cry out to God for help.
他说你要晓得，
You have to understand, Job.
全能神，他是使人在夜间歌唱的神。
You need to understand, Job, that the Almighty is the one who gives us songs in the night.
不错，他也许是允许你进到黑暗。
Yes, he led you through this dark path.
也许允许你进到一些困苦。
Yes, he let these trouble come upon you.
但是你必须看到。
But you have to see.
它一定有个结果。
There is an end to this.
那个结果是什么呢？
What is that end?
不叫你在黑暗里头受不起的损害。
That you would not suffer loss in darkness.
而是叫你经过那个黑夜，你懂得在黑夜里歌唱。
But when you pass through the night, you would learn how to sing in the night.
神是这样的神。
God is such a God.
你怎么可以向神说神现在经历将让一些事情叫你感觉不清不楚在那里忍受呢？
How can you accuse God of putting you in a situation where you do not understand anything?
那以利户还说了很多话。
And Elihu said many other things.
但是我们不能详细的提了。
But we can't go through them all.
那我要提到以利户最末了跟约伯说的那句话。
But I want to share with you Elihu's last words.
那个话是什么呢？
What are they?
他说现在好像有云遮蔽。
He said he comes from the north at a golden splendor.
让你什么都看不清楚。
Oh, excuse me. Man cannot look at the light when it's bright in the sky.
但是这个被云遮蔽的事情只有短时间。
So there are clouds that covered the light.
如果风一来，把那个云一吹开，一切又都回到光明里。
When the wind blows the clouds away, then the light can come forth.
他说，如果你真知道这个事情，
If you truly understand that,
你就不会埋怨神。
Then you won't complain.
是，你的确也没有埋怨神。
Yes, you try not to complain.
但是你心里头有些事情不服神。
But you have an angst in your heart.
如果你是这样的话呢？
But if you do right,
你就很难在神的面前重新的给神来顾念。
It's very hard for God to remember you when you have all this negative angst in your heart.
不是因为你做错事，
It's not because you've sinned.
而是因为你不认识神。
But because you're ignorant of God.
大概以利户的话也就是这样，就对约伯说清楚了。
So Elihu said these things to Job.
那么当以利户一说完话了以后
After Elihu finished,
感谢神
Thank the Lord.
立刻
Oh, God immediately.
就是神直接对约伯来说话了。
God immediately answered Job.
那当神上约伯来说话的时候
When God spoke to Job,
我个人十分的相信以利户的话还是没有把约伯 说醒。
I personally believe that Job did not wake up after Elihu's words.
但是已经让他对约伯带出了一条正面的路去留意。
But he already showed Job the right way.
那所以当以利户的话一说完，神马上就接上来。
So that's why after Elihu stopped talking, God immediately spoke.
神就接着以利户对约伯所说的话，好像做一个引子那样子，就引出神对约伯说话。
So the Lord used Elihu's words as an introduction to what he is about to say.
那么神对约伯说什么话呢？
What did the Lord say to Job?
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
神一说话了。
When God spoke,
约伯的真的是给大大苏醒了。
Job truly woke up.
神把他自己摆在约伯面前。
God present himself before Job.
他指出约伯，你对我的认识非常短缺，短缺在哪里？
He showed Job how ignorant he is of God in certain aspects.
你如果真是知道那是短缺的话
If you know of your ignorance,
你就不会做一个这样的愚昧的人
Then you won't be a foolish man.
那留意弟兄姊妹们，你注意神在那里说，说他的话给他下的一个结论是什么
？Notice what the Lord speaks regarding Job.
那三十八章的第二节。
Chapter 38, verse 2.
神在旋风里头来对约伯说的。
The Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind.
他是谁用无知的言语使我的旨意暗昧不明？
Who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge?
那这个是一个非常严肃的事情。
This is a very harsh word.
然后呢，你又再留意四十一章，我们刚才读过的。
If you look at chapter 41.
十一节那里说，谁先给我什么，使我偿还呢？天上万物都是我的。
Verse 11, Who has preceded me that I should pay him? Everything under heaven is mine.
那还有一个更好的、更厉害的事情。
And there's another word that's more severe.
你留意神怎么说出约伯的那个问题来。
What did God say about Job's question?
四十章。
Chapter 40.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意这句话。
You have to pay attention to this verse.
第八节。
Verse
8. 你岂可废弃我所凝定的？岂可定我有罪？好显自己为义吗？
Would you indeed annul my judgment? Would you condemn me that you may be justified?
那弟兄姊妹，你注意，这个就是约伯。最受捆绑的那一个事实。
This is a reality that truly bound Job.
因为约伯一直是看着我正直。
Because Job said, I'm righteous.
我敬畏神。
I fear God.
我没有做什么错事。
I didn't do anything wrong.
这是我可以在神面前夸奖我自己的。
This is what I can boast before God.
但是为什么神允许我经过这些事情？
But why did God allow these things to happen to me?
就造成他心里头这一个重担。
And it became a burden to his heart.
他却没有留意到。
He didn't notice.
他这样肯定自己的所事和所做。
He justified his action and himself.
实际上是在那里翻过来定神的罪，说神啊，我什么都没有错，现在有些不对的事情出来，错是错在你。
But he's truly condemning God because I am upright and you allow these things to happen to me. It's your problem.
弟兄姊妹，留意到四十章里面神指着约伯说这个话， 那个意思是什么呢？
So what is the meaning of God saying these things to Job?
那神说出了约伯所有的心思里面的难处了以后，
So when the Lord spoke about Job's burden in his heart,
神就说，现在约伯，你要像一个勇士，已经束好腰在那里，现在我来问你的话，你知道你就告诉我，你如果不知道你就问我。
So the Lord said to Job, Now prepare yourself like a man, gird up yourself like a man, I will question you and you'll answer me, if you have questions I'll take them.
那你留意了神向约伯说什么，不是说了什么，问了什么话呢？
So what did the Lord say to Job?
我没有很仔细的把神问约伯的话问有多少条。
You see, the Lord asked Job many, many questions.
但是有弟兄计算过，他说，神向约伯发出了53条问题。
But there are brothers who counted it, and they said that God asked Job 53 questions.
啊，不过我是把那我不知道是不是53，但是弟兄们是这样计算过的话，我相信弟兄们的计算是可信的。
I haven't counted it myself, but I have reasons to believe the counting of my brother.
我这次和弟兄姊妹交通呢，乃是借着他神问约伯所问的50几个题目里头，神究竟问什么？
So I'm here to conclude, what is God asking in his 53 questions?
怎么有那么许多的问题给约伯？
How come God has so many questions?
但是归纳起来是几样的。
But in summary, there's really a few questions.
是什么几样呢？
What are the few questions? Number one.
你知道我是谁吗？
Do you know who I am?
第二。
Second question.
你知道我做了什么吗？
Do you know what I have done?
特别是在整个宇宙创造的事情上面，你知道我怎么做吗？
In the universe with creation, do you know how I've done it?
你知道我怎么设计？
Do you know how I've designed it?
你也在那里看见我怎么把它做成？
Have you seen how I made them and created them?
这些事情你知道不知道？
Did you know these things?
那弟兄姊妹们这些事情一问出来，
So when these questions are asked,
约伯实在没有办法来回答神。
Job was speechless before God.
还有第三件事情。
And there's a third question.
神就说，
God said,
你知道你是谁吗？
Do you know who you are?
你知道你自己是谁吗？
Do you really know who you are?
当我在做这一切事情的时候，
When I created all these things,
当我显明这一切的时候，
When I revealed all these things,
你有没有看见我在做？
Did you witness the process?
如果你没有看见的话，
If you didn't see it,
那你是谁呢？
Now who do you think you are?
弟兄姊妹们，你不要问了，你细细去看那53个问题是怎么的问约伯，你只是把这三个事实来留意约伯的心思的时候，你就知道那个内容了噻。
When you examine the 53 questions, you can really truly see the heart of Job and his attitude.
神创造万有的时候，
When God made everything,
约伯在哪里？
Where is Job?
还没出生，
He's not even there.
还在泥土里，
He's still dust.
不但是他怎么样，他在泥土里，
Not only he was dust.
连他的祖宗，
Even his ancestors.
亚当跟夏娃还是在泥土里，
Adam and Eve were still dust.
你有什么答案？
How can you answer?
你怎么去回答这些问题？
How can you answer these questions?
当神在那里做这整个的设计，做做各种各样的事情的时候，
When God was designing everything,
约伯在哪里？
Where was Job?
还是没有约伯的出现。
There was no Job, he wasn't even there.
那所以当约伯问到约伯最末了的那个问题，你究竟是谁，你知道不知道？
So when God asked, do you even know who you are, Job?
如果你连自己都不知道自己是谁的话，你怎么来跟我谈论这个永远的事情，宇宙的事情，和是在其中所发生的一切的事情呢？
If you, Job, don't even know who you are, how dare you question me about creation and how I do things?
那弟兄姊妹，你看
So you see,
这是神给约伯所问的问题。
So these are the questions God gave Job.
约伯是没有一点可以回答神。
So Job cannot answer any of God's questions.
因为他实在不认识神。
Because he did not really know God.
实实际际的是不知道神。
He is very ignorant about God.
只是从祖宗们的传流的话语来。 知道神曾经怎么样制造了人，制造了我们的祖宗亚当，圣灵夏娃，后来怎么样就怎么样，大概的那个情形，在传流里面，他知道一点点。
So he learned about his forefathers, Adam, and his story through oral tradition, so his understanding is very limited.
那所以他在回答他三个朋友的时候，最末后他就说出什么话？
So when Job answered his three friends, what did he conclude with?
刚才我不是特别提醒弟兄姊妹，你记住吗？
We read it together already.
他说我不要像亚当。
He said, I am not like Adam.
亚当做错了事。
Adam did something wrong.
我根本就不给我自己做错事。
I wouldn't let myself do wrong.
弟兄姊妹，约伯好厉害了，是不是？
Job was so strong, wasn't he?
现在神就抓住这些事情来回问约伯。
So the Lord took hold of that and threw it back at Job.
你知道你是谁？ 你知道我是谁吗？
Do you know who I am?
你知道我怎么来造这个宇宙？
Do you know how I created and designed this universe?
那你又知道不知道你自己是谁吗？
Do you know who you are?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
约伯实在没有话讲。
Job was truly speechless.
如果我们细细去留意神对约伯所问的问题，
If we truly examine the questions God presented to Job,
里头有很多的问题，我不能把它详细的说了。
I can't go through them in detail.
但是你要记住这样的一件事，你就够你思想了。
But if you just remember this one thing, it's good for thought.
约伯的事情发生在什么时候？
When did the story of Job happen?
我们说过。
We mentioned it already.
在亚伯拉罕。 主孙父子以后，
It's after the time of Abraham.
在以色列人出埃及以前，
Before the Exodus.
那个时候一直到现在大概有多少时间？
From that time till now, do you know how many years have passed?
我也没有很实际的去做了计算。
I haven't done a detailed calculation.
但是我根据弟兄们的一些计算来衡量出来。
But according to the calculation of the brothers, it's about 2,000 years.
那回过头来也看， 从亚当到他的那个时候呢， 大概也不到2,000年。
From Adam to the time of Job is about 2,000 years as well.
时间可以说是蛮长。
So it's a long time.
但是传说的话呢， 在1,000多年后所听见的， 和我们今天所听见的肯定又会有一些不一样。
So because the stories are passed by oral tradition, there are some deviations here and there.
他所听见的总比我们的清楚一点点。
So what Job heard must be more accurate than what we've heard.
但是我说清楚一点点是说没有创世纪摆出来以前。
But that's before Genesis was written.
但是约伯，神对约伯说话的时候，的确是在摩西五经的话说出来以前嘛。But
the story of Job happened before the Pentateuch.
那所以他对亚当的事情，他知道相当，但是也不是绝对的很清楚。So
Job knew of the story of Adam, but he does not know it accurately.
那他说，我不要像亚当。
So he said, I am not like Adam.
我就是要做一个正直的人。
I want to be an upright man.
我就是要做一个在神面前神也承认我是对的人。
I want to be a man who God can say, I am righteous.
那如果从他的这个心思来说，他做到了。
So from this thought pattern, we can say that
我不是一再提过吗？神用着他来对撒旦挑战吗？
So he is truly an upright man, and God can use him to challenge Satan.
他凭什么有这个资格给神用作来对撒旦挑战？
So why is Job qualified to be used as a challenge to Satan?
他实在是在做一般人的那种标准来说，他真的是做到很标准。
Because according to the standard of others, he is really up to the standard.
但是当神的问题一摆出来的时候，他那个标准就不是标准了。
But when God asked his questions, all these standards fade away.
因为他离开神的要求很大太大了。
Because these standards are very far from God.
他只看到他不像有越多亚当。
He can only say, I am not like Adam.
他却不知道神造亚当的时候，神的目的是什么。
But he did not understand the reason why God made Adam.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Can you see?
你怎么知道他？不知道神造亚当的目的。
How can you know that Job didn't understand why God made Adam?
他的所作就显明了这个事实。
Because his actions revealed what he understood.
如果他知道他的祖宗亚当被造乃是神要用作他们来发表神的自己，来对付黑暗的权势。
Had Job understood that the creation of Adam and Eve was to manifest God and to deal with the forces of darkness,
他就定规不敢很轻易的拿亚当来做他的标准，说那亚当做的不对，我现在又做的对，我要对到一个地步比亚当高。
Then he would not dare use Adam as a standard and say, I am better than Adam.
留意了。
So pay attention.
所以当神来问他的话的里面呢，其中有一段。
So God, in his many questions, there is this one phrase.
神怎么说呢？
What did God say?
我现在不翻翻圣经了，反正是在这几章圣经里，很容易你能找到的。
You can find it easily in the last chapters of Job.
神说你一直以为你这样子可以救你自己，就让你成为义了。
God said to Job, you think you're upright by these things.
你知道怎么才能成为义吗？
Do you truly understand righteousness?
你就是不像亚当，你就成为义了吗？
You think that you're righteous because you're better than Adam?
你以为你有了很大的本事，可以叫你自己成为义吗？
You think that you can make yourself righteous because of what you can do?
我现在问问你。
Let me ask you.
你能用钩子来把把什么干成？
鳄鱼。
不是鳄鱼，是鳄鱼的另外一个河马。
河马。
你能用你的力量把那个河马来制服吗
？Can you overcome the behemoth?
啊，你能用那个钩子来把那个鳄鱼？吊起来吗？
Can you draw out Leviathan with a hook?
你以为你自己就很有那么的力量？
You think,
什么事情都可以做，连不做亚当你也做了什么了，都能够跟得出来。
You think you're greater than Adam? Can you do all these things?
这些话把约伯带到一个地步。真的是发觉他来到神的面前的时候变成了一个什么都不是。
So before God, he was nothing.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
神给约伯说了那么许许多多的话。
God said so many things to Job.
约伯的灵里面有点苏醒了。
Job is starting to wake up in his spirit.
刚才我特别提。
But I have to mention this.
神问亚当这许许多多的事情是什么时候提的？
When did God ask all these questions to Job?
如果从现在的时刻来倒算回去的话，
If we count backward from now,
是二三千年以前的时候。
God said these things to Job 2,000-3,000 years ago.
但我提这个问题出来做什么呢？
But why do I mention that?
我让弟兄姊妹你注意。
Have you have to pay attention?
神提给亚当的问题是什么问题？
What did God ask Job?
现在许多科学家在那里寻找的还是那些问题。
Today the scientists are seeking answers to the questions that God asked Job.
现在许许多多的那科学家在那一直要找出那个问题的答案来。
Today, the scientists are trying to find out the answers to these questions.
宇宙怎么来?
Where did the universe come from?
宇宙怎么会形成?
How was the universe formed?
其实这个问题, 神在3000多年前, 4000年的时候, 已经上约伯来发出来了。
God asked these questions to Job thousands of years ago already. But had we found the answer to these questions?
是,你找到大爆炸?
Yes, someone found the Big Bang.
你又因着大爆炸引出来,最近就更不得了。
And after this discovery of Big Bang, they found something even more great.
怎么来造成大爆炸的? 那一个叫做神的粒子也找出来了。
They found the God particle.
因着神的粒子一出来，又引出一些个问题来，就是大爆炸怎么可以一爆炸就引出这么许许多多呢？ 就产生了说前几个礼拜里头。 轰动了一阵子的那个什么叫做动力波的那个现象。
So they try to find the link between the Big Bang and the creation of the universe, and they found the link, the God particle, the Higgs boson.
是，人都发现了这许多的事情。
Yes, man has discovered all these things.
那这许多新发出来的事情，就引出许多更新的事情。But
they introduce more questions.
没有答案.
There's no answer.
我很记得,
I remember.
英国那个做轮椅的那个物理学家,
remember,
就是鼓吹那个大爆炸很厉害的那一个科学家。
Remember the artist in Britain, the one in a wheelchair?
他就是为了这次事情在一次科学会议上头就和另外一批的科学家意见跟他不一样的有辩论。
He advocated the Big Bang and he argued fiercely with other scientists.
辩论到一个地步的时候，他觉得那些科学家说的话也有点道理。
They argued to such a point that he thinks that the other scientists have some grounds on what based on grounds on what they say.
但是后来他自己想想想想，又想出他们那个不实道理。
But after he thought about it, he found some errors in what they said.
还是坚持他自己的。
He still believed in what he argued.
那么人家就问他说,
so someone asked him,
为什么你会以为起初以为他对，现在又不行呢？
So someone asked him, why did you think they were right and now you think they're wrong?
说了两句话很有意思。
He said something that's very interesting.
我没办法能知道,
there's no
在神的袖子里头还有什么乾坤在那里会出现，有什么定义和安排在那里会出现。
I don't know what God has up his sleeves, so I don't know.
我不细细去分析他的这个心思。So
I'm not going to analyze what he said.
你看，做科学做到今天，还没有找到结论，同时呢？ 本来要把神变成无神，结果呢，许许多多的发现越来越清楚，要把他们从无神推回，你不得不承认有个智慧的设计在管理着这个宇宙的建造和存留。
So after trying so hard to deny the existence of God in science, the scientists are reverting back to intelligent design.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
没时间再说了,
I have no time to elaborate.
当神用着这些问题, 一直问着,
when God challenged Job with all these questions,
约伯灵里头给带苏醒,
Job woke up in his spirit.
立刻他在神面前就说了一些话。
So he said something back to God.
说什么话呢?
What did he answer God?
我们读了这里, 我们就结束早上的这个聚会。
We'll conclude with these verses.
那个话是怎么说呢?
What did he say?
42章, 我念念就好。
Chapter 42.
42章第一节。
Verse 1.
约伯回答耶和华说，我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能拦阻，谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢？我所说的是我不明白的，这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。求你听我，我要说话，我问你，求你指示我。我从前风闻有你，现在我亲眼看见你，因此我厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。这是约伯自己再一次在神面前下的结论。
Chapter 42, verse 1. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know you can do everything, and no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. You asked, who is this who hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Listen, please, and let me speak. You said, I will question you, and you shall answer me. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. This is Job's conclusion of himself.
特别明显的是约伯在那里说出，我从前是风闻有你。
See what Job said, I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear.
说出什么？
What did it mean?
说出他根本不认识谁。
He meant that in the past I did not know you.
现在我们能下一个结论了。约伯自己也承认，我从前不认识谁。
Now even Job can conclude that I did not know God in the past.
以前我对神的一点知道，我对神的一点领会，完全是听得来的。
The little I know about God in the past is everything that I've heard.
我对神没有直接的认识和经历。
I have no direct experience with God.
所以我就做了一个愚昧人，说了愚昧的事，做了愚昧的事。
So I spoke foolishly and I did foolish things.
我根本就不知道神允许我经历这许许多多的事情是为的是什么。
I don't understand why God let me go through all these things.
我就是一个愚昧人。
I am a foolish man.
是我错了，是我错了。
I am wrong.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神跟约伯说了一些话，
God spoke something to
Job. 让约伯灵里头醒过来。
He woke up inside.
他就知道，我以为我是很敬畏神的人，哪里知道我根本就不认识神。
I thought I feared God, but now I figured out that I didn't even know him.
我以为我在神面前活的是蛮对的一个人。
I thought I was an upright man.
哪里知道我是活在自己为义的那一种光景里。
I didn't know that I was in self-righteousness.
我不知道神的作为是怎么样。
I did not know the works of God.
我就是成了一个愚昧人。
I was a foolish man.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
约伯灵里面苏醒过来。
Job's spirit woke up.
那约伯虽然这样苏醒过来，他知道他过去所经过那许许多多的人是什么原因了吗？
He confessed, but did he understand what happened to him?
弟兄姊妹们，你如果读经读了几次，你会知道神告诉他。
If you read the Bible carefully,
神告诉他的话都没有记录，很具体的记录在圣经里。
You'll see that God answered him and asked,
但是神很隐藏的把这个事情给他说了。
God told Job why these things happened to him, but it's not revealed here. How can I conclude that way?
当约伯向神说完了这些话以后，
After Job said these things to God,
神又对约伯说了一些话。
God said something else to Job.
那是第七节。
Verse 7.
那耶和华对约伯说话以后，就对提曼人以利法说那些话，
and,
说底下的一些话。
And so it was after the Lord had spoken these words to Job.
下一个聚会我们要碰那里了。
That the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, I will continue this in the next section.
那你注意了，耶和华 跟约伯在说话是什么时候说？
So after the Lord said these things to Job,
是在约伯说了这个话以后，还是？
It's after what Job said to God.
还是神重复说到他以前对约伯说的话？
God repeated what he previously said to Job.
好像不太清楚，是不是？
It's not very clear, is it?
但是你细心的留意。
But if you read it carefully,
是约伯向神说了那么许许多多的话，神又跟约伯说了一些话，说了话了以后，就对他三个朋友说话了。
So Job first spoke to God, and then God spoke back to Job, and then God spoke to Job's three friends.
那这个时候神说了什么话？
What did God say?
圣经没有具体记下来。
The Bible didn't document these verses.
但是我们绝对有理由相信。
But we can believe.
神就把整个的他约伯所经历的过程、原因和结果告诉了约伯。
But we can be sure that God told Job the why of his experience and the end of his experience.
那告诉了约伯了以后呢，神就说，我现在要继续要做一些事情。
So after the Lord said these things to Job, he said,
不过不是现在交通。
I'll do something more.
待会波比完了，我们再往下交通。那下面交通的那一部分是最重要，是约伯记里头最重要的部分。
And I'll continue to fellowship in the next section, and it's the essence of the book of Job.
如果没有约伯，就前头这一大段的事情，那一部分就没有什么意思。
Had it not been for the story of Job that happened before,
但是依着前头所发生的事情，引出底下。把他心里的话做了一个启示。
The conclusion would be meaningless, and now we have revelation about what's going on inside Job.
哦，这些话就重要。
These words are very important.
就牵涉到我们和神的关系。
It has something to do with our relationship with God.
也说出了神在那里定规人和神的关系的调整。是怎么的开始和进行。
It speaks of how God manages our relationship with Him.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们先来祷告。
Let us pray
感谢我们的主。
Together and thank Him.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
越过你越从约伯的事情上，我们说出了你心里的一切。
Because from the story of Job, you revealed your heart to us.
在你的心里，你何等的乐意要把人带回你自己的心思里。
That in your heart, you want us to, we want to bring us back to your purpose.
你实在是付了很多的代价。
You truly paid the ultimate price.
但是你还是乐意在那里等待。
But you're still waiting for us.
你还是乐意在那里。把恩典预备给人赏做赏赐。
You're preparing grace for us.
主，我们向你低头敬拜。
We want to worship you.
但愿你让我们在你在约伯身上所做的一切事上，也看到我们自己在你面前所有的愚昧。
That may your work in Job's life cause us to see our foolishness.
我们的灵也被你带到苏醒的地步。
That our spirit would also be waken up.
你爱我们，不是只是我们所仅仅知道的时刻开始。
That you love us not only when we first know you.
真的是在创世以前你就定规了这些。
That you love us from the foundation of the world.
对着你所有的安排，我们能说什么话？
For all your plan, what can we say?
我们说荣耀归给你。
May all the glory be rendered unto you.
敬拜赞美归给你。
May all worship and praise be rendered unto you.
更深的是追求认识你。
Help us to know you and seek after you in a deeper way. Thank you, Lord.
你实在是乐意这样恩待我们。
You're willing to bless us in such a manner.
我们将祷告仰望。
We thank you and we look to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.